Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Green County Medical Center is the interim CEO, Brian Benson, joining us once again because of the recent change to its policy now requiring COVID-19 vaccines for all of its staff by November 1st. And so, Mr. Benson, if you wouldn't mind, first of all, start out by telling us what was the specific information that you looked at prior to making this overall policy decision?
There was a few things. One is, you know, we've been talking a little bit about it for some time, kind of watching facts and figures, science, other institutions and hospitals. The long-term care facility that Green County has, the Biden administration had mentioned that all folks working in long-term care facilities needed to be vaccinated or mandate for that way. That was involved in it, and that kind of weighed on us somewhat. And then our rising rates in the Green County area of increased, you know, COVID patients and COVID positivity. And at the end of the day, we've seen the vaccine medically be very effective and help reduce viral transmission of the virus. So we decided to move forward with our requirement.
And to your knowledge, Mr. Benson, is Green County Medical Center the first rural county of the contiguous counties around Green County that have taken this measure to require vaccines of its employees?
I believe we are the first to do it. There are others in, maybe a larger geographic area that have moved forward, and others are waiting maybe to have the second vaccine FDA approved. But I think we're the first to go forward with the requirement, yes.
And so consequently then, what happens if someone isn't fully vaccinated by the time you get to that November 1st deadline?
If somebody is not fully vaccinated, it would follow similar to what we do for our influenza vaccine. The unfortunate thing would be a voluntary termination, and we certainly do not want any of that to happen. We understand that this, you know, this is a somewhat of a hot button, if you will, and people are feeling forced into this, and we'd rather not have anybody leave. We value all of our team on this, but that's a choice that employees may be having to make.
So then from that, do you have any concerns or worries that there will be some people that may just quit because of this requirement that you've put in place now?
Right. Yes. We want to encourage all of our employees to talk with the primary care providers or talk with us on the senior team. Getting the science. If folks leave, you know, we, again, don't want that. We, not only Green County, but the healthcare industry in general, are very short-staffed. That weighed heavily on this decision as well, is we didn't want to, you know, have folks leave and further cause a shortage. However, if they get sick with COVID and stay out and need to be quarantined, that causes a problem, and we weighed those two avenues together quite a bit.
And from there, Mr. Benson, I know we've talked before about being short-staffed at the medical center, and not only there, but in the healthcare industry overall. Any worries or concerns that you might have if you lose any folks there at the medical center, that you might have to maybe temporarily close departments or services until you're back up to a level to where you can provide those services or departments again?
That's a remote possibility. We may have to shuffle some folks around. We've been doing that through this entire pandemic. And in fact, I believe last year, prior to me being in Green County, surgery had stopped for a bit because of the, you know, the positivity rate and so forth. Again, our teams have been phenomenal on picking up, helping out in other departments and sharing the workload. And we would hope that doesn't happen and that we're able to continue to care for the patients in the community.
So kind of a curiosity question here for you, Mr. Benson, and that is, by taking the step to require all of your staff to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19, are you maybe hoping for other businesses or other entities that are allowed to make such a requirement to kind of follow in the footsteps of what the medical center has done?
Yes, I hope others do consider that. And then, again, looking at the medical literature, talking to the primary care providers and the science behind it so that it can help not only the Green County community, but any community, maybe slow the spread of COVID and get through this inflection point that we're seeing right now.
Is there anything you'd like to get out there to the general public to maybe encourage them to, if they haven't been already fully vaccinated, to get the vaccine? And certainly working with Green County Public Health as being one of the places that they could go to get that done?
Yes, the masking where required, or, you know, if you're not sure of an area that you're in gatherings and so forth, masking. If you don't feel well, please don't, you know, try to go to work or school. You know, make sure you're isolating yourself a little bit until you get a complete diagnosis from your provider. Hand washing, you know, all of those things. And yes, the vaccine to help, again, help slow the spread. And it's not instantaneous, of course. You know, it takes 21 or 28 days, and then 2 weeks after that second dose to get, you know, fully armed against the virus. But yeah, all of those steps that we can take.
And finally, there are exceptions for some employees to not be able to have to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Can you kind of go through those parameters for us?
Yes, absolutely. So our team members that are pregnant, they can defer until after they've delivered the baby. There's a medical exemption, and that pregnancy falls under that medical exemption as well, where if they've had adverse events or adverse reactions to vaccines in the past, they will visit with their primary care provider and complete a medical exemption there. If they've had COVID in the past and have been treated with monoclonal antibodies, you know, we don't want to give a vaccine within 90 days of that treatment, so that's also an allowable deferral to get the vaccine. And then there's the religious exemption option, a deferral there. Our team members, if there's a religious exemption, they'll complete that and we'll review those as well.
And finally, talk to us about the support that you've received when you were making this decision. Obviously, it's not just you, Mr. Benson, kind of going on a limb on your own. You've had some other people and other entities kind of come and support this decision. Talk to us about those folks.
Yes. The family practice providers in the clinic at Greene County Medical Center have supported this. The leadership team at Greene County and then the Board of Trustees has also, you know, voiced approval for this and supported this. And then, again, our affiliation with Unity Point, while we weren't required by Unity Point to do this, our affiliation has, we've gotten some support from them as well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program is our Greene County Medical Center Interim CEO is Brian Benson joining us once again. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.